Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, we've been catching up with pastors and priests around the country to find out how church life is continuing in a world of social distancing. And in this morning, I'm delighted to welcome author and popular international speaker, and indeed an old friend of mine, Vincentian, Father Pat Collins. You're very welcome to the show. Father Pat, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Ronan. It's great to talk to you and the listeners.
Great. Well, first of all, Father Pat, how is the current crisis affecting the work and ministries of the Vincentian congregation?
We're almost closed down, to tell you the truth. And just for example, I had a bad cough there about 2 weeks ago. So I've been in self-imposed exile, really, yeah, for the last fortnight.
Yeah.
And I'm just using the time to reflect. It's like being on retreat, actually.
I was wondering. Yeah, I know. Because it sometimes feels a little bit like that, doesn't it? Where you're actually, you've more time to think, you've more time to be on your own. And it's sometimes because, you know, some of us are used to that kind of doing it voluntarily. But this is different, isn't it? This is when the government says.
That's right. And,
yeah.
And I think it's going to be a good thing for everybody just to take time to think, because we lead such busy lives.
Indeed.
That often we don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're dead right. So when you say it's largely closed down, because I mean, obviously the schools and all that kind of end of things. Do you, and you personally get invited to speak at a lot of conferences? What's that been like?
Cancelling all kinds of. The last talk now I did was up in Queen's University 2 weeks ago. I talked in the chaplaincy. And actually, there was a very good attendance there, but I had a feeling that that would be the end of it.
Really?
And
yeah.
Since then, now I'm writing a book on healing, and so it's a great opportunity just to sit down and get quality time to think about the subject and to do the writing.
Do you know, I was only talking about this yesterday. There was a bit of a kind of a trending on Twitter about 2 weeks ago when it emerged. Some historian said, you know, during the plague, this was when Shakespeare wrote King Lear and Antony and Cleopatra and something else as well. But they were like, you know, this was he got to work. And I wonder, do you think when you're creative like yourself, do you think, gosh, I could do something here?
Oh, well, Joan, I welcomed the break, because so many people contact me and I have to go here, there and everywhere. And I'm enjoying the break. I shouldn't say this, but I'm actually enjoying this time off and this time of just reflection and writing. And I feel spoiled, actually, to have all this opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You wrote a reflection last week, which you titled "Interpreting the Signs of the Times." What were you seeking to capture in that article?
Well, I believe that God speaks through events, and I've no doubt that He's knocking on the door of our hearts through the current situation. Now, I don't believe for a moment, of course, that God has caused the virus,
sure.
But and the Lord, though, will use the virus as a wake-up call, I think, to many people. And I don't know what the listeners will think, but I think that the Irish people have drifted, many of them drifted away from the Lord and from the ways of the Lord. It's not for me to judge why or how, but I think it has happened. And I think that through this kind of time of suffering and reflection, the Lord is calling all of us, I think, to change our thinking, to change our attitudes, our values, our beliefs, our ideals, and that we're a bit like the prodigal son who, you know, wandered off from his family, went to a pagan country. As far as we can see, he devoted himself to wine, women, and song.
Sure.
But when the famine came, which was kind of his virus, he came to his senses. And it's interesting that he only came to his senses when the going got tough. And
yeah,
then he decided, maybe I've lost something from my past. I go back home. Now, I don't think he had a very accurate idea of what his father was like, but he did go home. But when he met the father, everything changed. And he was challenged to change his relationship with the father. He was challenged to change his ideals, his attitudes, his values, his beliefs. And he never went back to the pagan country, as far as we know.
Yeah.
And I think that's happening, you know, that the Lord is calling people to think, have you thrown the baby out with the bathwater with all this secular approach? Now, of course, I believe strongly that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, just as you were speaking there, I was picturing the way we tend to kind of, we almost have our own resources, or at least our own idea about how we could fix things for ourselves. You know, and what happens with the prodigal son is he nearly needs to run out of his own list of what,
how right you are,
you know, of what's going to fix things, and then he's only left with his father, and actually he forgets the riches that are available to him when he goes back to his father.
Exactly, and when he gets home, you know, although he seemed to despise home at first, when he gets home after his difficulties and sufferings, he finds there's a treasure at home. And I believe a lot of people never really knew Jesus, you know, who drifted away.
Yeah.
And my dearest wish.
Yeah.
I'm a bit emotional about this.
Yes.
But my dearest wish is that people would come to know the Lord as I know him, and I'm sure you know him, and say, listen, he's the way, the truth, and the life. All the other things are just illusions and kind of fantasies. And this is the wake-up call. Get to know the Lord, and you will have found the treasure.
Amen. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like there's a wonderful opportunity in this, isn't there?
Yeah.
There really is.
And I think many, many people are praying, I know, that this will happen. And I'm sure if people do come back and try to come back to church or to join in prayer again, there'll be no wagging fingers, no judgment, no condemnation, only a royal welcome.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful talking to you, Father Pat Collins. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.